Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Lowry is here, too. Gary's a new friend to you, but not to me. He and I are friends, but he's new to the show. I've asked him to join us because I wanted to find out more about his business and what they do, and he's the president of Maruka USA Inc. And he's the first American president of this division, and he joined the company a long time ago. I won't say how long, but he's been in the manufacturing, somewhere around the manufacturing industry, all of his career, and he's here to talk to us about it. Gary Lowry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations, by the way. I know you. It's been a while since you got promoted, but the first American president. Why is that a big deal?
Well, I think it's, you know, for a Japanese company to establish an American president is something that is happening a little more often these days, but it's still rather unusual to have an American as the top person. But for Maruka, they really want to, in each country that they have business operations, they are trying to hire, you know, local people and have local management as a strategy of doing business locally.
Mm-hmm. Has your assignment always been American marketplace?
Yes.
So you guys are in the machine tool business, right?
That's right. We actually have two divisions. We're in the machine tool business, but also the injection molding business.
Right. Now, the machine tool business, tell us what that amounts to.
Well, years ago, we began in the machine tool business importing lathes, mills, you know, back when it was NC rather than CNC. And, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, I joined the company in 80, and we promoted, you know, one of the major products at that time, and it was, you know, when Japanese machine tools were not real popular in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so we built that up over time and then added injection molding in 1985.
So injection molding, that's not the same thing as extrusion, is it? That's but that's all part of the same kind of making way of making a product, isn't it?
Correct. Both extrusion and molding are, you know, using polymer products, and but the injection molding, you know, you've got your
plastic. Or aluminum. You can, they're a different kind of throughput, right? You can also have aluminum.
Can be aluminum. It can be aluminum. That is a smaller segment, but we do have some customers molding aluminum also, and the company
and
we represent.
The machine tools, the dies and the drills you were talking about, the lathes and the drills, those are to cut the molds, right? To make molded products out of, like a bell housing for a starter or something like that.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So, all right, so keep going. Tell us some more about how you guys make a living.
Well, we, you know, our process is trying to, you know, meet what, the, you know, solve the customer's manufacturing problem. That's really what we're trying to do with the products that we represent. They bring to us, you know, for increased production or for replacement machines. We take care of helping them select the best machine, the best process for their product. Then we take care of installation, training on the equipment, and service support afterwards.
So wait, Gary, are you telling me that you actually provide customers what they want and need, not what you want to sell?
That's our goal. That's
what a novel! What a novel idea! Where did you guys come up with that?
Yeah, it's our goal to be able to meet their expectations, but be able to bring knowledge to them rather than just shove our product down their throats.
Mm-hmm. So when you approach a customer, you want to find out where their pain is. Would it also include knowing how they're trying to serve their customers?
Absolutely, because they, business today, our customers are under a lot of pressure from their customers to provide product at a lower price, more competitive price, and faster, and without inventory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in time. They want it just in time, don't they?
Not just in case. Yeah, that's right.
So, tell us about the industries you serve.
In the plastics industry, it's our major product. Our major customers are automotive and medical. That's probably the two major. It also goes into consumer products. On the machine tool side, it's energy-related, aerospace, gun manufacturing, defense, as well as automotive.
Mm-hmm.
Touches a little bit of all sectors.
And your business exploded when companies like these ultimate manufacturers, like the airlines and the car dealers, the car companies, when they started letting small companies provide them with little pieces of their pie, so to speak, and then they assemble all those pieces. When they started doing more of that, your business probably exploded, didn't it?
Yes, it did, and of course now what we're beginning to see where. Through the 80s and 90s, there were a lot of startup small manufacturing
mm-hmm.
that really grew. But then what we've seen, through the 2000s is so many of them have been being acquired by larger
consolidation,
either investment groups or consolidation.
Right. Yep.
Looking for adding more assemblies and things like that.
Right. I need your website, please, Gary.
www.marukausa.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gary to tell us what's looking like out there in the economy right now. What does he see when he looks in his crystal ball? He's got one, by the way. I know he does. 20 after, right back with Gary Lowery. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.